This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's beef time, and it's DJV time, the home of excellent information and conversation, talking points galore. You can always take something away from our conversation and use it. You don't have to credit us. You don't have to send us a check. It's okay. Listen carefully, and you will learn. Sounds like the Midnight Ride of Paul Revere. Listen, my children, and you shall hear the Midnight Ride of Paul Revere. We're going to discuss in this hour, among other things, the ins and outs of earwax. You'll want to be listening for that as we move through some of the issues of the day, the things that's pretty much it. I'm figuring out life's purpose, and it has to do with earwax, right? We all are concerned about earwax. Didn't your doctor tell you at some point in time the largest thing you should stick in your ear is your elbow? You ever hear that from your doctor? Don't stick anything in your ear. So how do you get this stuff out of your ear if you don't stick anything in your ear to get it out of your ear? Anybody ever contemplate that?
Well, I saw an ear, nose, and throat doctor last year, and he said that he tells all of his patients to never, ever, ever use a Q-tip.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because most people push it down, right? They don't clean the outside.
I told you I bought this thing online, as much of a non-online purchaser as I am. I saw this little thing in one of those places. Victoria's always warning me, don't go there, it's clickbait.
Right.
So I found this little thing with a squiggly plastic tip, and you stick that in your ear, and it brings out the stuff to the edge of your ear. Then you can clean it out. So there it is. Little public service tip from the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. There is a doctor in Alabama who told his patients yesterday, if you don't have a vaccine, if you don't get vaccinated, don't come see me anymore. I'm not going to see anybody who's not vaccinated. What would you think of that if your doctor
said? I think he should lose his medical license.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so.
What's he going to say? I'm not going to treat someone who's 20 pounds overweight because they're a detriment to themselves. What is he going to say? I'm not going to treat a smoker because they're doing it to themselves. I mean, come on. If somebody who has skin cancer, you're not going to treat them because they sat in the sun?
Wait, is this person, is he talking about his private practice?
Yeah. Let's see here. You can see this. This is in The Hill yesterday. He said his decision prompted three of his patients to ask where they could get the vaccine. And he said that's why he was saying what he said, that he wouldn't see him anymore, so they'd go get their shot.
Send them to a different doctor. Because here's the difference between a doctor and a small business. A doctor, when you take the oath, you swear your oath to help it. People, and that is not helping people by threatening people into doing things. Are you going to tell people that if they don't get a certain shot or a pill?
There are people who are being told if you don't have a vaccine, you won't get a job, you won't get admitted to the restaurant, and there are a few exceptions to this. You can't get on a plane
without
a mask.
I hope people love living in Cuba because that's what the country's turning into. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, but look at all the companies, though, that have already said if you're not vaccinated, that's it. You know,
I know, and you know what? I think
doctors,
it's appalling.
Dentists, businesses.
I think it's totally appalling that they do that, but I also think businesses have more of a leg to stand on in that than doctors do. Doctors are supposed to help the people. That's what they swear their oath to do. And they
the reason I asked him private practice, though, is that if he was in a hospital, he should lose his license. But if he's in his own private office and he doesn't want anyone coming in who isn't vaccinated, that is within his right. And
it's
you don't have to.
They swear an oath to do no harm. How is that?
Yeah, it means if he's driving down the side of the road and someone's bleeding out, he is obligated to go and treat that person. But he's not obligated to let anybody who walks in the front door. I mean, that's not how it works. I know there's been a lot of since Marjorie Taylor Greene started talking about her HIPAA rights, which she doesn't even understand. I know there's been a lot of conversation about this, but HIPAA does not cover. It's not
about
a gigantic blanket statement.
HIPAA is more about privacy, right? About not being able to ask people things or reveal certain people's information. I mean,
right.
That's what HIPAA violations are when you're talking about that. And certainly she's not talking about it in the right context. But to have a doctor refuse service to someone, okay, so are they going to start refusing service to fat people?
I'm just saying, I think that I think if you challenge that legally, I don't think that he would lose.
If you continue to eat bacon and your cholesterol's high, can he say, you know what, I don't want to treat that person. They've got high cholesterol.
Okay, but why couldn't he, though? I'm not saying it's right, and I don't agree with him, and I wouldn't like a doctor who had this stance, but just to play devil's advocate,
because
he's not doing anything wrong.
He's not running a private business, though. He's in the medical profession, and part of what you do as a doctor, like I said, you take an oath to help people. How is that helping someone if you say you're not going to help someone because of X, Y, and Z? Be the same thing. I mean, what? You know, the next step is back to where we came from. You're black. You're more susceptible to a whole lot of diseases, so I'm not going to treat you. That's what's going to start happening. That's what's already happening in cities where many people who are people of color who've chosen not to get the vaccine are being refused service. Do we support that?
No, where is that happening? I have not heard that.
In Los Angeles, it will be happening soon. In New York, people who are unvaccinated, people of color, being turned away. So, I mean, how is that the right step? How is that the right path for this country?
Let's see if this is the right path.
I think the ACLU gets really heavily involved with this because it's a slippery slope.
Yep. Okay. 12 past the hour, DJV program. So here's a sneaky move from those dastardly Democrats who are trying to change the SALT tax bill. Remember that from when Trump was in office? It was the $10,000
There have been
salt
so many calls limit. To eliminate the SALT tax.
Right. So now they're apparently trying to do it, but in a rather sneaky way because they don't want to call attention to it. It'll affect blue states more than red states, apparently. It would be a tax hike. In essence, they dump it, then you get to pay more taxes. Hip, hip, hooray. To pay for all of the spending that these guys are voting day after day, week after week, month after month. So who gets in the neck? Middle-class Americans. Who votes? Middle-class Americans. It seems to me the Democrats do this and with a little bit of danger attached to it. And I always, when I see guys like Schumer, who for me is anathema, he and Mitch McConnell, some of these other old fogies that have been around for a long time, they preach. They don't talk. They don't have discussions. They preach. They point their finger at you, and they say, this is how it's going to be. Well, you know what, pal? That may be the way it is now, but that doesn't mean it's going to be that way next year. I just think the more they come up with ideas on spending, and then they have to come up with ideas how to pay for the bills that they've come up with after they've squandered all of the reserves. The Highway Trust Fund, the Airport Trust Fund, the Social Security Trust Fund don't have a nickel in them because they spend it for other things. Because they want to buy your vote with your money. That's what they do. So get used to these sort of sneaky little moves. Not that they're new, but I think you got to call them on stuff like that. MasterCard phasing out the use of magnetic stripes. I have a very good friend who lives down the street from me. His uncle Walter was the one who designed, I guess invented, the magnetic stripe on credit cards. And this was in the, 60s? Victoria and I were talking about this before. I said, jeepers, crow, they're getting rid of the magnetic stripe? And she said, yeah, they've been around
it's
since
such
the
old
60s.
Technology, and it's not secure.
Okay. So
I can remember, though, as a kid, I don't know if the magnetic stripe was there, but I can remember as a kid because, you know, my life's ambition was to be a checker at Kmart and a ballet dancer. And so as I was studying my craft,
that order?
Yeah, I used to really pay attention to the store clerks because I wanted to make sure I was perfect when I was trying to enter the field. And one of the things, remember they would do the carbon copy, right? They would do they'd like do the carbon copy of the card to get the card number.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a stripe. They never ran the stripe
the
like
number.
In the 80s. Yeah. It was always about taking
the stripe is where like the data was stored on it. They just didn't have the technology until, you know, the swipe readers came in, and that's why you don't have to, you know, manually enter in those numbers with a carbon copy anymore. But even
so
the stripe.
Those were the good old days of Victoria. That was the days of the cash register and the machine. Oh, I loved it.
Yeah.
Just in, like, because we're so opposite on that
Catching.
One. Like, I remember, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 years ago when I was in Macy's or one of the department stores and their computers had gone down. And so, like, the girl had to figure out how to take those old slips. And, like, every time she slid the thing over it, it would, like, crumple the paper. And I was there for, like, an hour. So I hate this.
I'd be like, sister, get out of the way. Let a professional show you how to do it.
You know how what that
is? I wanted to have long nails like the Long Island medium, and I wanted to pound on a cash register for a living.
The way, when you get right down to it, that what you just described, my mind went into overdrive thinking about being in a store yesterday, because I still use cash to pay for something. I'm trying to remember. It was $9.07. And this kid couldn't figure out how to give me 93 cents back. Couldn't figure it out. Because they're so used to people using cards. They don't even have to handle cash. They looked at me. This girl looked at me strangely when I got a $10 bill out of my wallet. Huh? Like, huh?
Making change is something that, I never have cash, so I don't even remember the last time I paid for something with cash. But I know, I remember when I had my first summer job, you have to, like, you know, count backwards to give people their change back. But, I'm not surprised. I mean, kids can't even read or write in cursive anymore.
They can't read, right? Exactly, right. We're creating a world full of morons. Thank you very much for that tax dollar being used in our fabulous educational Institute. It's good for some. The school that my grandson's going to is fabulous. But not everybody has an opportunity to go to a school like that. And that's not fair. There's a big move in my community to take the PTA money, the Parent Teacher Association, they have their fundraisers every year, and spread it equally among the schools in town, which I think is actually, I don't understand how they can say there are some schools that are better than others when all the teachers get paid the same thing. How do you accept bad teachers, and why are they always in the worst parts of town? Somebody explain that to me. Why? How is that? When you say, well, this school
over
here is
better.
Well,
because as long as you have school funding that's based on the property value, that's exactly the dilemma that you will always have.
Why?
This is why inherently,
the money is spread equally. It's not.
Yeah. It should be equal. It should be state funding that every public school gets the same amount based on how many kids they have,
the
not
system,
based on the income.
They have the money.
Parents.
We got to pause here. But we have the money, and nobody says spend more on this school than on that school. That's their decision. 18 after the hour.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need. This week, earn 30% back in a Staples store bonus when you spend $85 on ink or $200 on toner. Explore what's new at your local Staples or StaplesConnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4 in-store only. Visit StaplesConnect.com/store bonus for details. Ends 8/21.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code to check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
After the hour now on the DJV program, and it's trending time. Victoria and Jennifer are here with Doug. Jay is out for the rest of the week. So here's Carrie Underwood getting blasted for liking an anti-maskers tweet. So we can't like who's blasting? I suppose it's just the culture, right?
Twitter. Yeah. Well, people are either for it or against it, and so she liked a tweet from some controversial person on Twitter, and so I guess this person said that it's child abuse if kids wear masks in school, and so she liked, and then this person
well,
also said...
some of them, it is, if you wear the wrong mask, it's bad for the kids. Got to get the right mask.
Yeah, well, and this person also said that COVID poses, quote, almost no threat to our kids at all, which is completely untrue. Talk to every children's hospital in the South right now. But yeah, so I mean,
well,
it's
they're
just,
demonstrating they can really they can they are conductors of it. They're
here's the thing: Carrie Underwood gets to think what she wants to think. Yeah. Carrie Underwood, along with a lot of moms out there, and I'm seeing them in California. A lot of them are fighting back because they don't want to send their kids to school masks. They feel like that's damaging, and they have the right to feel that way. We don't. I don't know how we have forgotten liberty or people's right just to believe what
kidding?
They want to believe.
Take a look at the news media, then you figure out how you have lost all that stuff.
But it's, I know, but I think also the like reason, echo chambers.
But part of the reason that Carrie Underwood is getting blasted for this is because she's a public figure who wields a lot of influence. And, you know, I think that that's really when you have such a public platform with, you know, 100 million followers, and you're telling people that it's child abuse if your kid wears a mask, well, what about places where it's already mandated and the kids don't have a choice? I don't know. I just think it's kind of irresponsible, especially if it's not even factually
true. But how
true.
Is it? Okay, first of all, Carrie Underwood has, up until this moment, never said anything about any politics. No one knows where she is politically. No one has any clue because she's never spoken about politics. Now she's talking about an issue that's important to moms, and I think some people would say she'd be irresponsible for not using her platform to point out that kids in masks may not be the best thing. Because guess what? We don't know. We're not going to know for years what the impact of all this stuff is.
So who's the other one that does... Is Carrie Underwood the woman who does the TV show?
What's Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson. So I confuse Carrie Underwood, Kelly Clarkson, and Trisha Yearwood all the time. Is there a good reason for that?
Jen, you want to take that one?
I don't have any clue how you would. They're all different ages. They all do different things. The only thing they have in common is they're singers and they're likable. So,
Country music.
Speaking of country and Trisha, apparently she's been doing some reflecting on her COVID experience and what a wonderful guy Garth Brooks is. Does that surprise anybody?
They're very in love.
They're so
and it's
cute.
Very sweet.
Very cute
it's very yeah. sweet.
I like
I mean,
their
it
Christmas
took a long
special
time.
Was very sweet. Yeah.
It took
during,
a long time to get there.
Yeah, remember during quarantine when they were stuck at home for the first time probably in their whole marriage, and so they didn't have anybody helping in the house or anything like, you know, most people did, and she said she got so tired of being in the house, she was like, look, I'm going to mow the lawn and you're going to clean the kitchen. And so they had like a whole role reversal because she's like, I have to get out of the house. They're very cute together.
They are very cute together. Yeah, I think it's nice to see somebody that happy together and that likable. I have no idea who Laura Prepon is.
Laura Prepon, she was from that 70s show that Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis got started on. If you saw a picture of her, you might recognize her.
Okay.
I know you didn't watch Orange is the New Black, but apparently she's on that too. The reason this made news is because she was a well-known Scientologist. The other guy, Danny Masterson, also on that 70s show, he's the actor who's been accused of raping multiple women, and the Church of Scientology has defended him, and now they're handling the case, and it's a whole big mess. So
she
said she no longer practices Scientology anymore. Yeah.
Right. Okay. All right. Yeah. I kind of recognize her. Different color hair. All right, there it is. That's our overview.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Veterans of the Afghanistan war react to the complete failure of the American exit strategy. Nick Stoyanovich opens up to CBS News.
A knife stabbing you in the chest. It's like your heart being torn out. I think it's going to be a rough few months for veterans of that war. And I think this has got the potential to not only re-traumatize, but to bring veterans into a dark, hopeless place.
The Taliban takeover potentially puts the country back to being a haven for terrorists. As vaccine requirements are popping up around the country, from restaurants in New York City to attending a football game in Las Vegas, Nevada, proof of vaccine is now required. U.S. Department of Justice officials say they've charged an Illinois-based pharmacist, Tang Tang Zhao, with selling dozens of authentic COVID-19 vaccine cards on eBay. The criminal complaint alleges he sold 125 authentic CDC vaccine cards for about $10 apiece. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
The women in Afghanistan will suffer from the sudden collapse of the Afghanistan Provisional Government to the Taliban. Afghan journalist Nazra Karimi on Fox News remembers what life was like with the Taliban in power.
I remember the bad memories in 1996. The memory came, I think the emotional came from 1996 when I was in Peshawar, close to Afghanistan, because I remember all Taliban activity, all Taliban ideology, all Taliban policy, and the same time everything repeat, and again Taliban capture overall in Afghanistan, and it remind me on that time that I been in Afghanistan, my family were in Afghanistan. It was really, really bad situation. That's why emotionally I raised my voice. Actually, it was not my voice, it was voice for voiceless women in Afghanistan. Although I'm in United States nowadays, I'm safe, I'm okay, but still physically I'm here, but still I think about my suffered women. That's why I raise my voice and ask for Mr. Kirby, Pentagon spokesperson, that where is President Ghani? Why President Ghani left alone Afghan people, Afghan suffered people? Because United States has responsibility.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's 34 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, the font of all wisdom and knowledge, here with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Sometimes you think that I say things that are wrong. Sometimes you think I say things that don't make any sense. Sometimes you wish I'd just be quiet. Okay. If that's the case, so be it. When I ask questions about who people are, that's because I genuinely don't know who they are. And so sometimes I get criticized by my colleagues because I don't know. So I'm, instead of going to reflect back on that and be careful about what I say, sometimes I think that takes away from who I really am. But because I don't want to sound like a dummy, or I don't want to sound like a retread, or I don't want to sound like I'm out of it, I won't ask questions anymore about Carrie Underwood and Tricia Yearwood and whoever other woods there are in the woods. All right? Is that okay?
It's not about not asking questions. It's just about saying, who is this Kelly Clarkson, and isn't she Carrie Underwood and Tricia Yearwood?
No. Well, but I think it's the average person may find it confusing. There are people who have they're focused on all of this stuff, and I think that's cool. It doesn't happen to be in my wheelhouse to pay a lot of attention to that sort of thing. Am I interested in Pete Buttigieg and his husband having become parents? Yeah, I think he's an interesting guy. So it just happens to be that he and his life are of interest to me. Not because I'm gay, but because I think he's an interesting guy. I think he's a smart guy, and I don't put people into boxes. I just don't happen to pay attention to a lot of stuff that you do, that the three of you, Jay and Victoria and Jennifer, pay attention to. So instead of talking about it, I should just be quiet. And then it won't sound like I don't know what I'm talking about. But in fact, I don't know. Well, I don't know everything about everything.
This is very confusing to anyone who just joined the show.
Well, let it be confusing. I think sometimes we all expect that people who are on the radio are these tower of power people who know everything, and they're expected to know everything. And it's like people on television. You don't have to watch TV for very long to know that most of the people who are presenters are dummies. If they didn't have a script in front of them, they wouldn't have anything to say. In a free-form discussion here, what we were talking about in the last half hour, Jennifer and Victoria had a poignant thought to make about me when I was questioning, trying to correlate Carrie Underwood to Kelly Clarkson to Tricia Yearwood. In my mind, they kind of are all, Kelly Clarkson is somebody I like and know more about because I just like her. Carrie Underwood, if I remember correctly, those two were winners of American Idol, right?
Correct.
Ah! See?
From 20 years ago, yes. Literally from 20-something years ago.
See, but you have to, okay, so 20 years ago, is that what I remember? You don't remember a lot of things that happened 20 years ago, and I don't criticize you because you don't know stuff that you don't know. You just don't know. Anyway.
I think it's more about knowing current stuff is what we're talking about.
Yes. Well, currently, the Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg, I never pronounce that. Mayor
Boot,
Pete.
Edge. Just remember when Trump
boot
was trying
edge,
to
edge.
pronounce
boot,
remember
edge, edge.
Boot, edge.
Edge. Anyway, they become first-time parents. So did they adopt this? Did they get Zerika to grow a baby?
They're
keeping
adopting.
It private?
Yeah. They are, they're trying, they've been trying to adopt for the last, I guess, year or so. And
it's
so,
hard, especially with the pandemic.
Why?
It's really difficult.
The kids are orphans all over the place. Why is it hard?
Of course, because they make it
really
hard.
Very
the
difficult.
Agencies make it really hard.
Yeah.
Why?
And, in some ways it's right. I mean, think about how many people who are out there like that are perverts. I could say, yeah, I want a kid. I mean, you can't just have it go to anybody.
Yeah.
Right, okay. The babies go to anybody.
Well, apparently, I guess 6 months ago or so, they were ready to get the baby and bring the baby home, and the woman changed her mind after she gave birth.
And that is so sad.
And that happens a lot.
You feel happy for the baby. You hope that the mom is going to, do the right thing.
Right.
But you have adoptive parents who get their mind wrapped around the fact that they're going to have a baby, and they can't do it on their own, and wow.
So is he ever going to be president? Do you think our country is ready for a gay president?
What have I said the whole time? Like, if Biden was really serious about picking a good vice president, he would have picked Pete Buttigieg.
I was in favor of Biden Buttigieg ticket.
Me too.
He has it, but everybody's like, oh, it's too white, it's too male. You have to be intersectional. You have to check boxes, and so he ends up
pick a loser like Kamala Harris.
So I think his political star is definitely on the rise. I think the fact that he's in the administration. There was a story that just came out. Might have been Politico. One of the publications that follow like the inner workings of politics, and they were talking about how Buttigieg is sort of positioning himself within the administration so that he can continue on, that this isn't the end of the road for his political career. So
yeah, I think he's smart.
He's too
good.
Smart to not have some involvement.
And he's very well spoken and articulate. Yeah. That's, unfortunately for people, this is, we get a lot of people who just have the it factor, right? And so if you look at two candidates, it's typically the person with the it factor that wins. And he has the it factor. It's something that, sadly,
so you, Jennifer,
didn't have.
Thank so you, does Victoria. So you do have you. The it factor. And
you're
so
full
do I.
Of it.
Thank you very much. That's very nice. The speaking of being full of it, Ted Cruz has a new book. Have you read it, Jennifer?
I Doesn't have not, Jen have, no. like, way better things to do with her spare time than read Ted Cruz's book?
I don't even, Ted Cruz.
I mean, there's Love Island, there's Jersey Shore, they're way more interesting
I gotta
things.
Sleep every once in a while.
My slogan was, if you want to lose, vote for Cruz. I still maintain that, and here is another example of his being a loser. So he wrote a book, and it came out a couple of months ago, and this week, somehow, somebody at Business Insider figured out that the campaign spent $153,000 buying books online, that is the Ted Cruz book, because nobody was buying them. I don't know, what could he possibly
have to That happens
to
all
offer?
The time, by the way.
Does
that
it?
That happens all the time with people
Probably.
Who books come
yeah.
out. Mm-hmm. In fact, they have two separate bestseller lists. Because a lot of people
the
who
The real bestseller list and
no,
the phony bestseller list?
I never knew this, but remember I did the Jesse Waters event a couple of weeks ago? And I never knew, like, okay, so he's on the bestseller list right behind Mark Levin. So I started reading about it, and it said that without bulk sales, because apparently anybody who writes a book, they buy the books up so that then they can take them to book signings or they can have an event where everybody in the crowd gets a book. This isn't just unique to politicians. These are people who buy their book in bulk. So you have to watch out. If a book is legitimately a bestseller, it's an individual sales. If it has a lot of bulk sales, that means that they're buying them up so that the person can go on a book tour, which is how they look like they're on the bestsellers list. So it's not just Ted Cruz. This is like everybody that's doing this now.
Well, that's very important information. I didn't know that. And the fact that somebody will brag about, I have a New York Times bestseller. Okay, well, I think we just figured out how that works. Excuse me. All right, speaking of figuring out how things work, the federal government, boys and girls, spending your tax money, has spent $144,000 to rent a basement studio apartment in Washington so that Secret Service agents who are guarding the president and his wife can have access to a bathroom. The Secret Service spokesperson denied reports that the president is getting special treatment. They rented they have a special Secret Service toilet that they have for those who are on the job and don't have a place to go because they can't use, if they're in the quarters, they don't have toilets up there. So they have a $3,000 a month Secret Service secret toilet in the White House.
This is not new. This is, remember, there were lots of stories about they had to rent a house across the street from Jared and Ivanka when they were covering them. This happens when, you know, with all,
well, how much
pretty
of that,
much every administration.
Okay. So doesn't it make you wonder how much money is being spent for stuff like that? Makes me wonder.
Well, it's a lot of money, but I don't know. I mean, it doesn't matter who's the president. I'm never going to say that, you know, we need to skimp on any of that.
What,
I don't care if it's Trump or Biden.
$3,000 a month for a toilet?
Well, it's not just a porta potty. I mean, right?
what kind of a toilet?
Well, they rent office space. They rent like a room.
$3,000 a month?
$3,000 enough a month is probably
going
like a studio apartment.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's like nothing.
And the thing is, like, look, there are a lot of politicians that I don't love, but people who are in power deserve to have themselves protected and their family protected. They just do. And by the way, it's also a national security risk. If you get a hold of a president's kid,
you need to
start, you know, or something like that. I mean, come on.
All right, the DJV download that is currently at djvshow.com. Is a focus on trending info, the alligator who bit the zoo worker and the guest that saved her life. There's a lot of that.
Okay,
did
so
you see
we
the video?
Talked about it, but I saw the video.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. I mean, someone jumped on the back of the alligator, right?
Yeah.
Yes, and it was a violent.
This was just not like, oh, you know, alligator got my finger. No, this was like alligator's going to suck you in and eat you. I mean, it was was really crazy. They, you know how alligators barrel roll with their prey? Yeah. Started to do the barrel roll. The guy in the crowd, I don't know what possessed him, good on him, jumped in and got on top. Oh, my gosh.
Is the woman okay who was attacked?
I don't, I think she's okay, but I don't know what happened to her arm.
Right.
Got mangled. You can probably be sure of that. All right, 45 past the hour. That's what's trending, among other things. All the stories that you, if you go to work in the morning or you're working around and you've got the radio on, you're listening to us, and you hear 40, 45 minutes or an hour of the program, and you wonder, what the heck goes on with these people the rest of the time? You can check it out on the download or the repeat, because the show repeats all day long, the whole thing. If you really are a glutton for punishment, if you want the short version, you can get the DJV download wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. Coming up on 48 after the hour here on the Energized DJV program, Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, Jay out for the rest of the week. So what's the story with the Detroit Tigers? Notice I said in my best broadcasting.
That angle, was perfect, by the way. What's Detroit? Going on with the Detroit? Yes.
What is going on, Jennifer?
That's it. Well, apparently the announcer, what?
The announcer's a dummy.
Why are you laughing? Announcer who is...
Unlike what I seem to be falling into, I do know this story.
Yeah, Jack Morris. Yes. No relation to Phillip.
Broadcaster.
He had to apologize during the ninth inning of Tuesday's game against the Angels because he made an offensive comment earlier in the game. Apparently in the sixth inning, the Tigers pitcher Jodo Jimenez struck out Juan Lagares. I don't know if you say his name like that, but he set up a two-out runner on second scenario for Shohei Ohtani, who is like the superstar of the world right now in baseball. He pitches, yep. He bats, he's amazing to watch, a lot of fun to watch. And so the play-by-play announcer, Matt Shepard, asked Morris, who won 254 games, of course, in his big career, what the strategy should be against Ohtani, and Morris replied, be very, very careful, but he used a tone of like an Asian person, so he had to come back the ninth inning and apologize for his insensitive tone.
Ten before the...
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
After the hour now being Wednesday and all, time for a weekly visit. Although Warren's tips are on the program every day, sort of in a full service way. We help you live better with your cat, with your dog, with your pet. We have had, Warren, National Black Cat Appreciation Day. I suppose it goes with last Friday being the 13th, the Triskaidekaphobic, whatever, Triskaidekaphobic. This is one of the superstitions, right? People don't want to be in front of or behind a black cat. You ever had a black cat?
I've had many black cats. Many black cats. And there's actually something called black cat syndrome and black dog syndrome at shelters. For some reason, people are adverse to adopting black dogs and black cats for the most part, which is absolutely insane.
That's crazy.
You know, the color of a dog or a cat has nothing to do with their personality. And so it's just insane to me. But it's true. And especially around Halloween coming up in a couple of months, if you have a black cat, be real careful. Keep them inside. There's crazy people out there. But actually, there's no difference in terms of behavior, in terms of emotions, in terms of sweetness, gentleness, and hugginess, whether the cat is black, green, or orange. Makes no difference whatsoever. Perfect example. I'm colorblind. It doesn't make any difference to me what color my cat or my dog is. I love them just as much.
Last night, Daisy chased a black cat across the barnyard. We have a couple of cats that are really good mousers. This cat just stays to herself. Daisy's usually smart enough to stay away from the cats. This one, not so much.
You know, it's funny. I have some vegetables growing in the backyard. And, you know, I live in pretty suburban, so there's some mice back there. So people said, how are you getting rid of the mice? And getting rid of them, I put a sign up, what type of salad dressing would you like with my vegetables?
Very good.
It's true that everyone has to live. But, yeah, and this whole black dog, I'm sure you run into this with adoption as well, Victoria. A lot of people, I just don't want a black dog. dog Molly. I adopted Molly. Molly's black. Her brother Willie is brown. I am definitely.
I never understood it because black labs are known to be, you know, such a family dog and so gentle and intelligent. And I never understood the black dog stigma. It just, it's so weird because then black labs are also one of the most popular breeds in the country. So it's a very strange.
Well, so much has to do with, you know, years ago, for example, down south, the African-American population was fearful of white dogs because years ago when there were slaves, those horrible times, the slave owners and the plantation owners would use large white dogs, you know, different type mixed dogs to, mm-hmm. to keep the slaves, I guess, whatever they were doing with them, which is crazy. But in other words, so they had a fear of white dogs. They always had the fear. Yeah, a lot of the black mothers would tell their kids, don't go into the woods at night. The white dogs are out there, the big white dogs. Dogs are out there. So, you know, it's just psychological. It has nothing to do with reality. That's the problem. Yeah. That's the bottom line.
Last week we started talking about the so-called Peter Pan syndrome. But we didn't get very far with it. So let's go back to that and understand how that affects animals.
Well, you know, over the years, I've trained and worked with so many different animals, and there are certain dogs and certain cats and other animals as well, but primarily dogs and cats that have what I call the Peter Pan syndrome. With people, it's, you know, people refuse to grow up, and sometimes you're lucky enough to have the dog that remains a puppy for 12 or 13 years. So there are certain dogs that really relate to how they were treated when they were young and continue behaving the same way because they want that same type of treatment over and over again. So there are dogs that are Peter Pans out there, absolutely. They don't have to fight Captain Hook, but there are Peter Pan dogs out there, as well as cats.
Give us an example. Have you ever had one yourself?
Oh, yeah, I've had several. Yeah, it's just one of my dogs right now, Willie, my little brown rescue, is a Peter Pan dog. He's probably 2.5, 3 years old now, maybe 3.5, 4. I'm not exactly sure how old he is. But he's one of those dogs that if you were to close your eyes, you would think you were playing with a 12- or a 14-week-old puppy. He just craves that puppy attention. He just the way he reacts, the way he looks at you, it's all puppiness. He's never really matured, where Molly is kind of like, you know what, let me sleep a little bit and watch TV and just leave me alone. So Willie is really kind of that Peter Pan type syndrome. And I'm sure many, many listeners out there have the type of dog that never grows up, that remains a puppy its entire life. Some people have dogs that mature early. Other people have puppies that just stay puppies forever.
You talk about on your program, The Pet Show, which folks can find out more about at petshow.com, Uber being sued, discriminating against blind people and their guide dogs. Excuse me, they had to pay $2.5 million in settlement out. Because they were dumb enough to not let blind people get into their cars, some of them with dogs.
I blame Uber for that. But I blame for those people that have the fake therapy dogs. You know, I really do. I think there's a lot of people out there that
have fake therapy dogs and
take advantage of it and ruin it for the people that are in dire straits, like someone who's visually challenged or hearing challenged or has some type of ailment. Absolutely.
Mm. All right. Oh, I would never do anything like that. I'm sure nobody listening to the program would do that either. Thank you, Warren, for the update. Warren Eckstein, a real pal of the program and the folks on it. He hosts the Pet Lovers Pet Show, thepetshow.com. Check that out. It's 59 past the hour on the DJV.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.